Read Brave uses the power of stories to talk about important things. This year's theme is Owning Our Stories, Rising Together for a Better St. Paul. We all have our own stories to tell. Everyone's story is important, and it's important to listen to each other. My name is Carla, and I work for the St. Paul Public Library. I will read for you the first chapter of a story called Clean Getaway, written by Nick Stone and published by Crown Books for Young Readers. Chapter 1, Quite a Ways to Go. It might sound silly, but to William Scoob Lamar, the Welcome to Alabama the Beautiful sign looks, well, beautiful. Not as beautiful as his best friend Shanice Lockwood in her yellow sundress, but beautiful enough to make Scoob tip his head back, close his eyes, and sigh into the breeze blowing through the open passenger side window of G-Ma's Winnebago. Exhale, Dad's lockdown. Inhale the sweet fragrance of freedom, which smells like pine mixed with a little bit of truck exhaust. You all right over there, Scooba-Doob? G-Ma says from the driver's seat. She's propped up on the gingham-covered foam wedge she uses to see over the steering wheel, pale, polka-dotted little hands perfectly positioned at 10 and 2. She's only 4 feet 11 inches tall, G-Ma is. Hearing his full nickname makes Scoob cringe. G-Ma gave it to him when he was 5 years old and obsessed with an old cartoon he used to watch at her house about a dog who liked to solve mysteries. G-Ma thought it was just too adorable that he couldn't pronounce Scooby-Doo, and because Shanice was G-Ma's neighbor, she picked up on the nickname and started using it at school, so it stuck. Well, the Scoob part did, which is fine. Kind of cool, even. Scooba-Doob, though? G-Ma, he says, you mind if we stick to Scoob? The rest is a little babyish. No offense, he adds. Oh, none taken, G-Ma says. My apologies, Mr. Scoob. I mean, you can drop the Mr. too, Scoob goes on. This makes G-Ma laugh, which makes Scoob smile. He'd never tell anybody, but there's really no sound in the world he loves more than his grandmother's barking laughter. Dad's not a fan, says it grates on him because it's the one reminder of G-Ma's past smoking days and potential future lung cancer, but it reminds Scoob of elementary school days playing card games she taught him that he wasn't supposed to know the rules for, like Texas Hold'em and Blackjack. Even now, it blows Scoob's mind that a harsh, booming sound like that could come out of a person as little as G-Ma. I mean it, though, she says. You feeling all right? I'm not driving too fast, am I? She kicks him a wrinkly wink. Now Scoob's the one laughing. He looks up from the brand new road map she handed him once they were both settled and seatbelted. According to the speedometer, the brand new Winnebago he and G-Ma are in has a max speed of 120 miles per hour, but G-Ma has yet to push the needle to 60. Definitely not too fast, G-Ma. Though I do wonder if there's a minimum speed limit law you're breaking. Oh, you hush, she says. Speaking of which, you never said if you liked my new sweet ride or not. That's what you kids call it these days, right? A sweet ride? She says it in a way that makes her sound like a smarmy used car salesman with oil-slicked hair. Scoob chuckles and shakes his head. Then he peeks over his shoulder into the back. Truthfully, when G-Ma popped up out of the blue and asked if Scoob wanted to go on a little adventure, he was too geeked at the thought of a loophole in his punishment to give much thought to anything else, their destination included. Especially when she said he'd probably miss a couple days of school. Bonus! He finished item 3, empty the dishwasher on the to-do list Dad left for him in the kitchen whiteboard every day, and grabbed his suitcase. Then, after scribbling Dad a quick note about being with G-Ma for the night, Scoob hightailed it out of the house as fast as his off-brand sneaker-clad feet would carry him, even left his phone at home. Largely so Dad can't call him, but he won't tell G-Ma that. The suitcase had been sitting in Scoob's closet for a month. Dad promised Scoob a trip to St. Simon's Island this year. Scoob's first choice was Universal Studios, but Dad said Scoob was too old for all that. He'd been too young the previous year, but whatever. So Scoob packed up according to Dad's specifications 3 days before they were supposed to depart. Except they didn't go. Scoob got in trouble at school, and voila, trip canceled. Lockdown commenced. Spring break ruined before it could begin. Scoob hadn't been able to bring himself to unpack the bag, so he hid it. Now he can see it sitting on the seat of the dining bench in Jima's sweet new ride. Scoob was in such a rush to get out, it didn't fully click that he and Jima weren't in the Mini Cooper until she asked him to get out of his seat, while the vehicle was in motion, and grab a GPS from the fridge. That's Grandma's protein shake, otherwise known as Ensure, for her. Fridge, Scoob thought, light bulb slowly illuminating. That's when he looked behind him for the first time and almost choked on the gum that shot down his throat when he gasped. Ain't he handsome, Jima said, smacking the dashboard twice. Brand spankin' new, this fella. I've decided to call him Senior after your late grandfather. He and I had a Winnebago back in the day before your dad was born and your G-pop. She paused. Then, anyway, I ain't getting any younger. Sold my house and bought this baby. You sold your house? Scoob said, stunned. Sure did. Fetched a pretty penny for it, too. God bless home equity and hipsters looking to revitalize or whatever the heck they're calling it. Wow. Was there anything else he could have said? She sold her house. Well, you gonna get me a GPS or not? Scoob gulped, removed his seatbelt, and made his way to the back. Dad would have breathed fire and shot smoke out of his ears if he'd been around to see. As he opened the for real fridge with separate freezer, Jima gave him a rundown of Senior's features. You see those lights above your head? Scoob looked up. Yeah. Those are LEDs, she said. Real state of the art. There's also a microwave, a 2-burner cooktop, and 2 Ultra HD TVs where you can watch anything. Rated PG-13 or lower, that is. Scoob rolled his eyes. Jima pushed on. Bathroom's there to the left of the mini pantry. Got a flushing toilet and a shower. And that dining booth you see there? Doubles as a bed. And speaking of beds, there's one in the rear for me and one for you right above the cab here. There's a window up there and everything, kiddo. Scoob could hear the proud smile in her voice, which made him smile too, despite the fact that she'd called him kiddo. As he grabbed the drink for Jima and saw that the fridge was fully stocked, Scoob realized he'd never again play on the old tire swing in Jima's backyard or kick back on the old window seat in the attic with his favorite book. When it hit him that this bizarre truck that contained everything a person needed to live, this thing was now Jima's house? Creepy. Jima's fingers do a tap dance on the steering wheel, pulling him back into the present, and he takes a deep breath and lets his eyes continue to roam around the open space behind him. It's so weird to him that if he has to pee, all he's got to do is walk like 15 feet to the little bathroom. And it flushes? Where does the stuff even go? It's not like they're connected to a sewer. And what about the dirty dish and shower water? Jima's house had one of those old-school bathtubs with the fancy metal feet, and Scoob secretly loved to get in with one or two of the lemon-sized balls Jima would buy that would fizz up like Alka-Seltzer and turn the bath all kinds of wild colors. Plop, fizz, and the water would be blue and kind of shimmery, like taking a soak in the galaxy. This RV doesn't have a tub, so no more galaxy baths. His gaze catches on the kitchenette thingy as he faces forward, which just adds to his sudden sadness. He can't imagine Jima making her blue ribbon-winning cast-iron French toast, first pan-toasted, then baked in the pan for a few minutes for extra crispiness on the outside, on that rinky-dink cooktop thingy. No more extra-sweet Arnold Palmer's on the porch swing. No more reading in front of the fire. In all honesty, the RV gives Scoob the willies. But of course he can't tell Jima that, not when she's so excited about it. Well, she says, taking her baby blue eyes off the road to look at him. Second only to Shanice's honey brown ones, Jima's got the prettiest eyes Scoob's ever seen. What do you think, kiddo? Scoob traces the handle of his door and gulps down his true feelings. I think it's great, Jima, he says with forced enthusiasm. Whether or not she can tell he's lying, Scoob doesn't know. Good, she says. Settle on in. We've got quite a ways to go. And that is the end of chapter 1. I hope you liked it, and if you want to continue reading Clean Getaway by Nick Stone, it's available as a regular book, an audiobook, an ebook, and an e-audiobook. through the library website at sppl.org. Thanks for listening.